This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. School District 11 in Colorado Springs has voted to eliminate its Department of Equity and Inclusion. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The board's conservative majority led the decision for next year's preliminary budget. The parents' group Neighbors for Education says it's heartbroken. The group's Jen Williamson says an audit shows large equity gaps between students.
We saw the problem. We saw the need for change in the way that we're doing things so that the needs of all students could be met, because they are not.
The board's president says the equity director position was hard to justify when the board is considering cutting 53 teacher positions. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats have submitted legislation to set a new minimum statewide code for energy-efficient buildings. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Under the bill, local communities would have to adopt efficiency rules that meet statewide minimums by 2025. The standard would require far more energy-efficient homes ready for solar panels, electric cars, and electric heating systems. Supporters say that would help cut utility bills 8-9% without increasing construction costs. The legislation gets its first public hearing at the Capitol on Thursday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is close to getting a new police chief. The city's mayor, John Southers, elected Adrian Vasquez, who has served as interim police chief since March. Vasquez has been with the department since 1995 after serving for a decade in the Air Force. In Denver right now, it's 62 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.